Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most rewarding topics in the forces unit, the spring constant, Hooke's law, and elastic deformation. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic is absolutely worth mastering because it combines clear definitions, straightforward calculations, and a required practical, all-in-one neat package. So let's get started. Let's begin with the big idea. When you stretch or compress a spring, it pushes or pulls back against you. The stiffer the spring, the harder it resists being deformed. Scientists measure this stiffness using a quantity called the spring constant, which we give the symbol K. The spring constant tells you exactly how many newtons of force are needed to stretch a spring by 1 meter. Its unit is newtons per meter, written N per M. Now, the relationship between force and extension was first described by Robert Hooke in 1676, and we still call it Hooke's law today. The law states that the extension of a spring is directly proportional to the force applied to it, provided the force does not exceed the limit of proportionality. In equation form, we write this as F equals K times X. Let's unpack that. F is the force applied, measured in newtons, K is the spring constant, measured in newtons per meter, and X is the extension, that is how much the spring has stretched beyond its natural unloaded length, measured in meters. This is a critical point that catches many candidates out in the exam. The extension is not the total length of the spring. If your spring has a natural length of 10 centimeters and you stretch it to 15 centimeters, the extension is only 5 centimeters, the difference. Always subtract the original length and always convert your extension into meters before substituting into any formula. Let me give you a feel for what the spring constant means physically. Imagine two springs. Spring A has a spring constant of 50 newtons per meter. It's quite soft, like a slinky. Spring B has a spring constant of 500 newtons per meter. It's very stiff, like the spring in a car suspension. If you apply the same force to both, spring A will extend much further than spring B. Higher K means stiffer spring, smaller extension for the same force. Now let's talk about the force extension graph, because this is where OCR really likes to test you. When you plot force on the y-axis and extension on the x-axis, Hooke's law gives you a straight line through the origin. The gradient of that straight line equals the spring constant K. This is beautiful because it means you can determine K experimentally just by measuring the gradient. And that's exactly what you do in PAG P1, the required practical. But here's where it gets interesting. The straight line doesn't go on forever. At a certain point, the line begins to curve. The point where it first deviates from being straight is called the limit of proportionality. Beyond this point, the relationship between force and extension is no longer proportional. The graph curves upward. OCR specifically requires you to use the term limit of proportionality to describe this point, not elastic limit, which is a slightly different concept that comes just after it. Let's be precise about the difference. The limit of proportionality is the point beyond which force and extension are no longer proportional. The graph is no longer straight. The elastic limit is the point beyond which the spring will not return to its original shape when the force is removed. Between these two points, the spring is still elastic, but no longer obeys Hooke's law. Beyond the elastic limit, we enter plastic deformation, where the spring is permanently deformed. So to summarize the two types of deformation, elastic deformation, the spring returns to its original shape when the force is removed. This happens below the elastic limit. Plastic deformation, the spring is permanently deformed and does not return to its original shape. This happens beyond the elastic limit. Now let's talk about energy. When you stretch a spring elastically, you do work on it, and that energy is stored as elastic potential energy. The formula for this is E equals 1/2 times K times X squared. E is the elastic potential energy in joules, K is the spring constant in newtons per meter, and X is the extension in meters. There's a beautiful graphical interpretation of this formula. The elastic potential energy stored is equal to the area under the force extension graph in the linear region. For a straight line through the origin, that area is a triangle, and the area of a triangle is 1/2 times base times height, which is exactly 1/2 times X times F. And since F equals kx, this gives us 1/2 kx squared. So the formula and the graph are telling you the same thing. When answering exam questions about energy, always explicitly state that you are calculating the area under the line. Examiners award a mark for this statement, separate from the calculation itself. One more critical unit conversion to drill in. If extension is given in centimeters, divide by 100 to get meters. if given in millimeters, divide by 1,000. Because x is squared in the energy formula, getting the unit wrong doesn't just shift your answer by a factor of 100, it shifts it by a factor of 10,000. That's the difference between 0.05 joules and 500 joules. Always convert first. Osercar's Practical Activity Group P1 requires you to investigate the relationship between force and extension for a spring. The apparatus you need is a retort stand with a clamp, a spring, a meter rule fixed vertically alongside the spring, a mass hanger, and a set of slotted masses. You also need a pointer attached to the bottom of the spring to make readings more precise. The method is as follows. First, measure and record the natural length of the spring with no masses attached. This is your zero extension reference. Then add masses one at a time, typically 100 gram increments, and record the new total length of the spring each time. Calculate the extension by subtracting the natural length from each total length. Calculate the force by multiplying the mass in kilograms by 9.8 to get the weight in newtons. Plot force on the y-axis and extension on the x-axis. Draw a line of best fit through the linear section. Calculate the gradient of the linear section. This is your spring constant K. Now, let me give you the examiner's perspective on the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number one, using total length instead of extension. Extension equals final length minus original length. Write this formula at the top of your working every single time. Mistake number two, failing to convert units. The formula F equals kx requires extension in meters. The formula E equals half kx squared requires extension in meters. If the question gives you centimeters, convert immediately. Mistake number three, confusing limit of proportionality with elastic limit. OCR mark schemes are specific. The limit of proportionality is where the graph first becomes nonlinear. The elastic limit is where permanent deformation begins. Mistake number four, inverting the gradient. If the graph has force on the y-axis and extension on the x-axis, the gradient equals k. But if the axes are swapped, the gradient equals 1 over k. Always check the axis labels. Mistake number five, forgetting to square x in the energy formula, E equals half kx squared. The x is squared. If x is 0.2 meters, then x squared is 0.04, not 0.2. Right, let's test your recall with a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Question one, what is the unit of the spring constant? The answer is newtons per meter. Question two, what does the gradient of a force extension graph represent? The gradient equals the spring constant K. Question three, what is the formula for elastic potential energy stored in a spring? E equals 1/2 kx squared. Question four, what is the difference between elastic and plastic deformation? Elastic deformation is reversible. Plastic deformation is permanent. Question five, a spring has a natural length of 12 centimeters. Under a load, it measures 20 centimeters. What is the extension in meters? The extension is 8 centimeters, which equals 0.08 meters. Question 6. What does the area under a force extension graph represent? The area represents the elastic potential energy stored in the spring. Let's bring it all together. The spring constant K measures the stiffness of a spring in newtons per meter. Hooke's law tells us that F equals Kx, and this holds true up to the limit of proportionality. Beyond the elastic limit, the spring undergoes permanent plastic deformation. The elastic potential energy stored is E equals half kx squared, which equals the area under the force extension graph. In PAG P1, you determine K by measuring the gradient of the linear section of your graph. And the three golden rules for the exam are always calculate extension, not total length, always convert to meters, and always check which axis is which before calculating a gradient. You've got this. The spring constant topic is one of the most predictable in the entire OCR specification. The same types of questions come up year after year. Master the formula, understand the graph, and nail those unit conversions, and you will be picking up marks with confidence. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep going. Every session brings you closer to that grade.